انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Do you listen to rock and metal? Yet you want to fuel your curiosity for knowing more about underground rock and metal bands? And feeling nostalgic from popular riffs that played in commercials and want to know about? But the problem you have, you live in the Middle East? Well, I get your point. You're lucky because this place is your answer to all your curious questions. Yes, true. Whether you're a beginner or older metalhead, you're in the right place. Stay tuned with Lumi Simmery from Hail Your Voice on 90s FM.
Hail Your Voice مع Lumi Simmery كل يوم سبت الساعة 10 لربع بالليل على تسعينات FM.
Good evening to all our beautiful listeners. You're now listening to Hail Your Voice with Lumi Simmery on 90s FM. Every Saturday at 9:45 p.m., this show presents you an unique, famous, and underground rock, metal, and alternative music. Plus, we'll talk about band's history and each band's album's process. In today's episode, we'll continue to talk about up-and-coming or underrated bands list. This time will be about underrated American bands from Oregon, Ohio, and California. So stick around because there will be lots of surprises today. Let's start with the first band in our today's list. It was formed in 2018 by five members from Portland, Oregon. If you're a fan of Killswitch Engage, Black Dahlia Murder, Lamb of God, and Hatebreed, you'll like this band. Stay tuned for more, and we'll be back. Welcome back to Hail Your Voice with Lumi Simmery on 90s FM. This was torn from You Sell It by hardcore band Dying Wish, a first single from their upcoming second album. The background meaning of this, it's according to an interview with Revolver magazine, vocalist Emma Poster explained that Torn from You Sell It is written about taking the risk of being vulnerable with another person only to find they have dishonest intentions and take advantage of your willingness to love. Explain poster, the poster. While writing this song, I was tender from recent heartache. I felt as if society's standards for romance had become increasingly casual. While that felt comfortable for me for a while, I had grown in into a place in my life where I was seeking more than my connections with other people. I was ready to tear down the walls I had put up to protect myself. This song is about accepting that would result in what I had feared the most, rejection and pain. Dying Wish's current lineup consists of vocalist Emma Poster, guitarist Sam Reynolds, Pedro Carreo, bassist Andrew Lee, and drummer Jeff Fiambra. Okay, let's get into a brief history of Dying Wish. Emma, Jeff, and Pedro grew up together, and they have shared interests such as going to concerts and Warped Tour bands in middle school. In 2016, they started their band under a previous name, Trust Issues, with Sam Reynolds as bassist at that time. Then he switched up to guitar, and Andrew Lee joined later. They released a demo and EP, Finding Peace in the Darkness, until in 2018 they changed the name to Dying Wish. The band released their debut single, Dying Wish, in 2018. After then, they released their split album, Dying Wish, Serration, with Canadian metalcore band Serration, as well as the standalone single, Enemies in Red, featuring Brian Garris of Knuckles. And at the same year, the band announced their signing to Sharptone Records alongside the premiere of a new single, Innate Thirst. In the following year, the lead vocalist Poster returned the favor to Garris by appearing as a guest vocalist on A Serpent's Touch from Knuckles' 2019 album, Different Shade of Blue. They toured nationwide until the pandemic occurred in 2020. In 2021, they were nominated for Best International Breakthrough Band at the UK Heavy Music Awards, but lost to Spearbox. At the same year, the band released their debut album, Fragments of a Bitter Memory, which confronts sexism, among other social issues that plague the modern age. Plus, it received positive reviews by critics. Their debut album revolves about social issues, childhood trauma, and loss. And they're currently working on their second album, so let's take a to their updates. Hoping you're all excited, because I'm excited as well to introduce our second and third album. But next band in our list is Criminally, I can say 10,000 times, Criminally Underrated, as this band is pioneer of their own subgenre, punk rock. Don't underestimate the name of the subgenre and the band name as well. Okay, let's take a break with the third single and first track from their second album. We'll be back.
Please drop, hear my song, after I left.
We're back to Hail Your Voice with Lenny Semery on 90s FM. This was Spit Not Chewed by a must-put-on playlist alternative rock band My Ticket Home, a third single and a first track from their second album, Strangers Only, which was released on September 3rd, 2013. And this album turned 10 years, which is crazy, although I didn't listen to this band earlier, which is bummer. Anyway, My Ticket Home's current lineup consists of vocalist and bassist Nick Giamonti, rhythm guitarist and vocalist Derek Blivens, lead guitarist and backing vocals Matt Gallucci, and drummer and backing vocals Marshall Giamonti. As former members are guitarist Ellie Ford, Sean McCoskey, who was a clean vocalist, and Matt Seidel, bassist Luke Fletcher, keyboardist Nick Selmy. Let's get into a brief history of My Ticket Home. They started as a metalcore band and six members. My Ticket Home was formed in 2008 in Columbus, Ohio, as brothers Nick Marshall and Giamonti. After they attended one of the concerts, an original member, Sean McCoskey, were taking music lessons at the same guitar shop, and guitar teacher recommending them to create bands, leading them to learning to play song with each other and then writing session. Eventually, they wrote an EP which has a cover of Katy Perry and began to play out. They started forming My Ticket Home during high school, as some members are original, current lineup attended the same high school. Although Nick wasn't a fan of the band name at the beginning, this reminds me a bit of Make Them Suffer episode when the band was not a fan of the name. Then at the time, metalcore scene in Ohio got bigger during Nick's teenage years, and he befriended another metalcore band, Attack Attack's members, who had inked a deal with the label Rise Records. Attack Attack's record release show was the same day as Nick Giamonti's high school graduation. He and the band, except Marshall, who was fresh at that time, played the show, met the executives from Rise Records at the concert, and eventually they accepted the band. They signed to Rise and dropped their EP, The Opportunity to Be. The group would quickly become one of the metalcore's most promising acts, eventually resulting in their debut studio album, To Create a Cure. A single, New Breed, made 1 million views on YouTube, and their debut album fell in line with many other metalcore bands in the scene. They toured on and off for 2 or 3 years, faced the lineup changes until the band got bored of the generic and repetitive metalcore as some of their musical tastes changed. Then in March 2013, they started work on new music. Although this time they took a risk that resulted in losing old fans by transitioning dramatically to post-hardcore and grunge new metal that was influenced by Rage Against the Machine, Limp Bizkit, Nirvana, and Slipknot in creating their own subgenre, Buk Rock. And that same year, they released this Strangers Only, was produced by Will Bitney and Randy LeBeouf at Machine Shop Recordings. This album received mixed reviews by fans, mostly yet positive by critics, due to the band's unique sound and revival of new metal sound. The band performed at underground venues and houses. After the release of Strangers Only, some demos, they left Rise Records with no bad blood between them, and they signed to Spine Farm Records. They took a break to work on the third album. With another bitter change, let's take a break. We'll be back.
We'll be right back.
We're back to Hail Your Voice with Lemmy Simmery on 90s FM. This was Flypaper, for single and a third track from their third album, Unreal, which was released on October 6, 2017. Actually, it was my first song I've heard from them and I was shocked. Like, I love new metal and this one will bring a nostalgia to old new metal. And the two albums have no specific interpretations, which can each fan create their own interpretations. Okay, let's continue. In 2017, they started working on their third album with producer Fred Arkenpohl at Sonic Ranch Studios until they released the third album, Unreal, which was influenced by more melodic 90s, 2000s alternative rock and a bit of new metal, such as Nirvana, Deftones, Chevelle, Blur, and Linkin Park, and has trip hop influences such as Boris Head and Bjork. As Nick Giamatti is in this album, clean vocals, this album I mean, became more involved than before. Moreover, not only he sings and screams, Nick is also director to most singles' music videos, as they have, and most music videos have special effects that make it like 2000s, make you live in the movie. 2000 movies. At the same year, they toured on and off in the support of their album Unreal and performed as a supporting act for Nothing More, as they were touring nationwide in their support of the third album, The Story We Tell Ourselves. They took break until in 2018 they released two singles, We're In This Together, a 9 Inch Nails cover, and a new single, Through the Needle's Eyes, which may include in their upcoming album or demo album. And they took a long hiatus, which made fans ask about the status of the band until some interviews in 2020. Nick Giamatti revealed that they're currently working on the release of double album, a new album perhaps, and a double album, which unfortunately will mark these as a farewell to the band due to members' life commitments. Although, let's take a break with our next band, and we'll be back. If I let you play with fire, I can't wait back up. We're back to Hail Your Voice with Lamis Semeri on 90s FM. This was If You're God, This Is Hell by progressive new metalcore supergroup Headcape, a second single and first track from the third album, 3. This music video features scenes from the 2018 cyberpunk series Altered Carbon. And there's another track, Break the Cell. The music video features scenes from the 1999 movie Deotrope. And this amazing fact. Let's continue. Headcape was formed in 2018 in California by guitarist Nick DePero from Night Versus, and surprisingly, vocalist Nick Giamonti, and drummer Tanner Wayne from In Flames. Nick Giamonti befriended the Night Versus during tours prior to the formation of Headcape in 2018, when My Ticket Home was were taking their third hiatus. Nick DePero wrote some songs instrumentally and shared on Instagram before there was vocalist, or on Twitch, and on Twitch as well, until Giamonti picked one to work on it vocally, eventually became Control, a first track in the first EP, One. Later, DePero invited a tenor to join the band until they released the first EP, One, on December 26, 2019. They continued to work on more music before and during the pandemic until they released their second EP, 2, on May 7th, 2021. Then they released two singles before the third EP, 3, on February 18th, 2022. Although they announced on Twitter the departure of drummer Tanner Wayne from the band due to his commitment to In Flames before releasing Gathering Silence. Moreover, Nick DePero currently takes over the drum programming in addition to recording guitar and bass in the next releases. At the same year, and this year especially, they released three singles for their upcoming release, as each member is uploading snips of them recording upcoming releases. And they mentioned in Instagram comments that they will do live performances, but we'll see from their updates. Unfortunately, that's it. But in the end, I'll leave you with Teach Us to Crawl, a third single from their upcoming release. Keep your eyes and your ears open to the updates and to the music. Their updates to the music, same to My Ticket Home as well. And all of them must put it on playlist. Write down your messages and your opinions on 90s FM's and Facebook and Instagram page. I really hope you're enjoying this episode and my recommendations, surprises as well. You rock and hail your voice. Have a great night. Stay tuned for next week. Salam.
to get better. You were obsolete. Sound loudly.